This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
The Southwest Colorado State University's Southwestern Colorado Research Center Advisory Committee meeting recently had a soil workshop held in conjunction with that meeting. Now, first of all, I'm going to ask you about what came out of that workshop as it relates to soil health, but that first mouthful is just huge. Southwest Colorado State, Southwestern Colorado Research Center. What the heck is that?
Well, the Research Center is kind of the CSU's efforts to help farmers down in this part of the world to understand what they need to be raising in the way of crops and research related to selecting varieties and irrigation management. They've done a variety of trials on all sorts of crops this past year.
This is the place where we go in the fall and pick apples.
Yeah, that's right. Right. That's the same place. They have an orchard there, which is really handled by the Montezuma and Dolores County Extension personnel. But the Research Center does a lot of things that help farmers to determine what varieties they ought to plant, like wheat, spring wheat, and dryland wheat. They've been doing a malting barley trial. They've even been doing trials on hemp.
And there's research centers across the state.
That's right. Okay. And there's nine of them total. Mm-hmm. And so Colorado State University has this research station, and then they have these centers that are spread out through the state to help farmers determine what they ought to be doing.
So you went to this soil health workshop out at the CSU Research Center. You're on the advisory committee there. What did you learn?
Well, I learned that the Research Center has had a Western SARE grant program where they're looking at dry land cover crop and how cover crops might work on dry land here, both in southwest Colorado and southeast Utah. So they have cooperating farmers that have been participating in that, and it was kind of interesting to listen to a panel at those producers talked about what their operations were. Surprised me that there's as much organic wheat being grown by some of those producers here in this region. And they were saying that that's where their money was being made this year, was or in the past year, with organic wheat rather than conventional wheat.
Because yeah, conventional wheat's not paying very well at all.
No,
right now.
There's
a glut, right?
Yeah, there's a real demand for organic wheat. So that's been a good crop for them, but they have run into a lot of problems when they are trying to do organic production. Noxious weeds can be a really big issue. And so they are trying this cover crops to help reduce the weed pressure as well as provide soil health.
Have they been able to test the cover crops yet?
Yeah, this is the first year. The year 2016 was where or 2015, 2016, they planted the crops, and so they're taking a look at what's come out of that. Still up in the air as well, how good it's going to work out. But that research continues to go on, and that's one of the neat things about the Research Center.
So we could look for maybe this winter coming, looking out across fields here and maybe seeing more cover crops here and there.
Yeah, and I think that the Colorado State University has a real commitment to keeping these research centers going, and they're doing a lot of good research in the state.
That's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob.